Hello, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Fluently Forward Conspiracy Edition. I'm so excited to have Jenny from the Red Room back again for I think like a third or a fourth time. We love having you on. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so glad to be back. I was joking to my boyfriend earlier. He was like, "Oh, who are you recording with?" And I was like, "Shannon." He was like, "Again?" And I was like, look, leave me alone. I like to hyperfixate not just on my interests, but also on who I collaborate with. Okay. There's not many of us who will talk about this kind of stuff, but no, I always love coming on your podcast, and you know, hopefully the same goes for your audience, that they're not like, oh God, not this weird Irish woman again. But you know, we always have a good time.
Everybody loves you. And we were talking before we got on about how, like, people who are into conspiracy theories, there's really two types. Because I was telling Jenny that I matched with this guy on a dating app who, like, was into conspiracy theories, and it was fun until he started talking about the Aryan race. And I was like, that's not a race, so I'm gonna have to block you. But we were saying that, like, you're either into it like the floozies are and you think it's fun and you like mermaids, or it's like insane. Mm-hmm. And I wish there was a different name. Like, I wish
I know it's been
we
it's
could
been,
call ourselves
it's,
yeah.
It's being soiled, right? Like, and you know, so I always try and say, you know, like, I'm trying to make conspiracy theories fun again, you know, because like they for so long they were just fun. It was just like, did we land on the moon? It was never like some sort of, I mean, like, there was, oh, there's always been crazy people, but I feel like when I was younger you could, you know, indulge in conspiracy theories a little bit more fun. So, you know, I feel like you and I are doing our, we're doing our part in representing the community. The conspiracy truthers, okay, in a fun way. Like, we can have fun. You can talk about conspiracy theories in a fun way without getting like political. Like, please, we've got enough of that from every other angle in our life, you know?
100%. And one of the like collaborations we did was kind of about the ocean and the theory of aliens being in the ocean, and this idea that a lot of the UFOs we see are actually technically classified as USOs because they're submerged objects, and there's a lot of shit going on in the ocean that we know about and don't know about, and the government knows is going on, but it's unidentified. And obviously, I had to have you come back after everything with the submersible. So before we get into some more ocean conspiracy theories, do you think, like, what do you think happened to the submersible?
Oh, like, it's just such a good story. And like, to my embarrassment, I kind of got into it late. I feel like, and I'm sure you're similar, right? Especially, say, for example, you do a lot of pop culture. Like, you can't keep up with every single unfolding pop culture drama, right? You have to kind of...
Or it becomes like work. Everybody's like, oh, look into this. And I'm like, but I don't want to work right now.
I know. I know. It's the you know, the one part of the double-edged sword. But like, you know, you just physically can't keep up with them all. And I heard some, like, at the start of the week when it was all coming out, and I was kind of going, what? I didn't really follow it. But then, obviously, I kind of got really into it. And I was like, oh my God, this is actually pretty wild. I mean, there's so much came out about it, like, that I was really shocked about. And I think one thing that you just said there was one of the parts that I feel like people aren't speaking about a lot, is like the way we found out that it had imploded was because there's this technology that the Navy have that they're basically monitoring the sounds of the ocean, and the reason we found out about it late allegedly is because they didn't want to tell the public that they had this technology. So I'm like, what the hell is that technology? And why? I mean, obviously you could make the argument that they're doing it for like national security. I'm sure that's what they would say. But I'm like, but what else? Because it seems like a pretty large area to be sonically and audibly monitoring when you've got, so you have sonar and stuff for, you know.
Well, have you heard of the Bloop?
I did, while looking at this stuff. I know, okay, the name is just so silly and cute, but I love it.
If people haven't heard of this, like, there are, and I think this happened down around South America, I want to say.
It must have been like, yeah, near Argentina, because it was like, it was near an area of a lot of icebergs, as far as I believe, right? So, yeah.
And they were like monitoring sounds in the ocean down there, and they heard this thing that I'll try to insert if I can find it, but it literally was like a bloop, bloop. A And to anybody like us, you're like, okay, that's like what? Like, that's like me farting in the bathtub. Like, who cares?
That's what I thought. I was them, like a whale farting, maybe. Yeah,
I'm like, ooh, too much queso from Torchy's. I've been there before. But it's like, no, actually, that was like a huge deal in the community because they're like, a bloop of that size has never happened. And it means that it must have come from this massive creature, and then it spurs on all these ideas of like the Kraken, the Megalodon. Did they never go extinct? Do these huge underwater creatures exist and like hide from us? Because God knows they got 80% of like the planet to do it on.
Yeah, I know. And like I always get, I'm sure you do too, on TikTok, I get these really silly like CGI / AI reconstructions of like the Megalodon that's like coming up and like eating a boat. And like I once was like in bed, like, and I showed it to my boyfriend. He was like, what the hell did you just show me? And I was like, so scary. He was like, that was the most obviously like AI fake thing ever. How did you find that scary? I was fully terrified. But like, yeah, the submarine thing, like the main thing I just, and like I grew up, as I'm sure you did, I was at a ripe old age, okay, when the Titanic movie came out. And that was a real hyperfixation of mine when I was younger. I think it was just like,
I remember doing the handprint on like every car window. I was like, handprint.
I know. Like, okay. Would have been a bit worried if my daughter was doing that, but I definitely was.
I literally also too like hadn't even held hands with a boy, but I was like, handprint sex scene.
And
like,
and I was really obsessed with trying to getting it exactly right. Like, because like, and then I'd rewatch the movie and I'd be like, damn it, not again. How did she do it? But like, I love Titanic. Do I want to go see its rotting corpse at the bottom of the ocean? No.
Okay, also, you and I are, like, I looked up images of the Titanic underwater, scared. It, like, sends chills down. And hasn't James Cameron been down there, like, 33 times?
33 times. Like,
that's a freak.
That's insane. And it's weird. It's weird. It's a weird thing to want to do. In my opinion, it really is. Like, there's nothing... The way people talk about, like, I'm like, obviously people are going to see this amazing thing. And I'm like, it's not natural. It's like, it's not like you're going to see like the Barrier Reef, which is like, oh, you can't see this anywhere else. And like in person, it's like so much more incredible. Or even James Cameron went to the Mariana Trench, which is also like insane. But like, I can understand maybe the fascination with seeing something like that, like a natural anomaly that's just like so insane to experience. But to see a boat.
This is a graveyard.
It's a graveyard. Like, and like, fair enough spooky. If you are like a scientist or something, you know, like I can maybe understand it then. But like, even that video from Oceangate, they were like, we're down here for science. Like, it's being eaten alive by a bacteria. And I'm like, but you're just bringing in billionaires. Like, I think there was one or there was one person there who was in some way linked to like some sort of marine biology. But yeah, the whole thing was bizarre. And when I saw that they had to sit crisscross applesauce on the damn thing, you actually couldn't pay me the $250,000 to go down.
It was like the first time a billionaire is going to experience like Spirit Airlines or like the back of it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, for some of us, this is how we get to California. Like,
by choice. Actually.
And I think it was funny too, because it spurred so much discussion on, there were two camps of people, right? There's always like a spectrum of discourse. And some people were like, I hope they die. Like, they're billionaires. And then other people were like, you cannot make a single joke about this because it is a person's life. And I'm just kind of the moment where like, if you're on either end of the spectrum, I think it's weird. Like, if you're losing sleep over these strangers, like, that's weird. But also, if you're saying that not a single person can make a joke about it, like, it is kind of like, I mean, it's unusual. It's ripe for jokes to be made. Exactly. Not all of them are in good taste, but you know.
It's like a Curb Your Enthusiasm music cue waiting to happen. Like, dun, dun, dun. Like, all these billionaires in it, and they're going to imply. Like, it's just a crazy situation. But then, yeah, there was some people who were getting, like, really defensive over it, being like, they're adventurers. These are the people that are pushing forward science. And I'm like, well, they're not, because the guy is, like, not listening to scientists and engineers who are telling him, like, your submersible is going to implode, and he's just taking all this money from like random people. So I don't really, I just don't get it. Like, I'm still like kind of baffled with the billionaires going to space, but like, I get that more like now in comparison to that.
Me too.
Like, space,
and
okay,
also, like,
you know, but
I understand that, like, it frightens a lot of people because that is a nightmare situation, right? Like drowning especially is so primal. But at the same point, to me, I just also thought of all that taxpayer money being used for this search. And like, it, especially knowing now what we know, which is the fact that the Navy knew that it imploded early on and then kept it a secret, all of those resources could have really funded people who needed them, right? For health, for education. And it's just like, like that makes me feel weird too. But I already distrust the government and think they're misusing all of our tax money and whatever.
I know.
Not all.
I wonder, was it like, you know, the real conspiratorial part of my mind would be like,
were
I
they
wonder,
actually looking? Yeah.
Well, not even that. I'm like, when they found out, like they found out what, on the Monday or something, like really early on, they knew that they had imploded. And apparently like the government knew too, or the higher ups or whatever, because they reported it to them, but they chose to keep it secret. So I'm like, I wonder, was it a good old distraction, you know, because everyone was.
Yeah, what laws were passed? Like,
yeah,
in those 3 days.
I mean, and
yeah.
Sometimes that shit does happen because everyone was obsessed with the submersible. No one was looking anywhere else. And
that's a good idea, by the way. I'm going to have to do an episode on all the times that like Will Smith slapped Chris Rock and then secretly legislation was passed, because there are so many times throughout history when that does happen.
Mm-hmm. And it's even like, when you think of it, it's even more, it's more feasible to do now as well because of the internet and like the news cycle, because if everyone's just looking at this like trending news, your story or whatever story, if there is something really crazy being passed, or if there is some sort of like, I don't know, intervention with like Russia and Ukraine, or I don't know, something like that, if something like that is happening, it's just going to get lost in all of the
articles.
That's
why a lot of celebrities like plan their breakups or scandals or things like that around like major holidays or times when people are going to be busy or distracted or the Super Bowl
classic
is on.
Classic PR, you know, like they know it's going to come out anyway, but they want it to be like flooded and everything else. So,
flooded.
Oh,
good.
I wish I planned that. But yeah.
Well, should we dive?
Yeah. Oh, dive.
Oh, there's another one.
A deep dive, guys. It's gonna be ripe.
Ripe, let's submerge ourselves with some conspiracies. Today's episode of Fluently Forward is brought to you by Article. You know that I just recently made a big move from an apartment in New York to an apartment in Denver. There's a whole lot of more space here, and I have loved the pieces that Article has. I recently got an outdoor furniture set from them, and I have my eyes on a couple of stools. And the only problem I'm having is that there's 3 different types of stools on there that I love equally. So me, my sister, and my mom are voting on them. And it's just so fantastic because normally furniture shopping, you just don't like some of the items, they aren't your style, and the price is absolutely obscene. Like, I remember turning into an adult right after graduating and being like, how is it that mirrors and rugs and stools can cost this much? But on Article, I love everything they have on there, and the prices just truly make sense. So I'm gonna say like 40% of my apartment is probably gonna be sponsored and furnished by Article. I'm so excited to dive into it. So if you too want to check out what Article has to offer, they are offering Fluently Forward listeners $50 off of your first purchase of $100 or more. So go to article.com/fluently. The discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That is article.com/fluently. And you can get $50 off of your first purchase of $100 or more. The first one I want to talk about is kind of similar to like the episode we did about aliens being in the ocean, which I loved that episode. I encourage everybody to listen to it. This one is like kind of a goofy one that I don't really believe, but like it's like fun and goofy to start things off. Have you heard of the theory that the ocean is space and space is the ocean? And there's some people who believe like if you imagine the Earth and you're looking at it, it's instead of being covered by the atmosphere, it's covered by water. And some people believe that our atmosphere is water. And the deeper you go down into water, you know, when it turns dark and pitch black and cold and all of a sudden these creatures start appearing, they think that when you go deep down, you actually come out and you're in space. And that's why it's pitch black. And the underwater creatures you're seeing are actually space aliens because you're now in space.
I've never heard of it, but like I now fully love it.
So it's a fun one, and like there are some, I'm just going to throw out some random things here that people have said. When you see an astronaut, which by the way, astronauts train in water, So there's something to consider. Space suits look exactly like sea suits. The same helmet, the same materials that you go in. Also, when you are in a spaceship, why is it called a ship? Space ship. You float in space. You also float in the ocean. When you see comets and like the white tail behind them, it looks the same as when a boat is on the water and it leaves like a white trail of waves behind it. The Bermuda Triangle, like things going missing, black holes in the ocean. And anyway, it's just like, it's a little bit of this interesting theory where people believe, and we talked about this in our previous episode, where I do think it's interesting that people are like, oh my God, these are just ocean creatures. I'm like, those are aliens, bitch. Like, they live in something that we can't live in. They look insane.
Yeah.
And they live in an alien environment. Like, that's an alien.
And they've been here longer than we have.
Yeah.
Like, that's the weirdest thing. I mean, I'll never get over it. I mean, it's obviously how it's also shown in kids' books, you know, when they just show the, like, whale climbing out of the sea.
Coming and then becoming a monkey. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, I'm like, wait, you expect me to buy this, but aliens aren't real. Like, that one day a whale was like, actually...
But like, let's walk now.
With these little fins, and then like, but then it's like, but I see beach whales who are dying. They're not evolving.
No, I sound so. I need to go back. I need to sit in on a community class about evolution, because I swear to God, like, I feel like they skipped it in my education. All of a sudden, it was just like, and then we were here. I'm like, was I out sick for a week? Because like, it never really sunk into my brain.
I know.
I'm giving myself away for being an idiot.
No,
right,
but
now.
Same. I mean, it's like, it's not that I don't believe it. Like, I really like, I do, but I just don't. I don't like. They always seem to skip a few things. Like, it's like, I remember at the start they were like, it was just this like single cell of bacteria.
It's like a lizard. Yes.
And then I'm like, then the bacteria, the same bacteria made a whale? And then they show the size of the whale. Oh, it all blows my mind. Like, you know, but there is loads of stuff as well with the Bermuda Triangle that people think there's like black holes in the ocean and that's where stuff is going missing. And like, I just did an episode of the Bermuda Triangle. I don't think I really knew the depths of how crazy that conspiracy can go. And it is really, really weird. Like, that some stuff has not just gone missing, but they've never been able to find it. And these, some of the cases are of like, they send people out like within 10 minutes, you know, they knew it was happening, that these planes were going down as they were going down. And with with MH370, they, you know, people are wondering, like, obviously that's a huge, people are obsessed with that, right? I did an episode on it. It never really interested me too much. I mean, obviously it's like crazy, but I think sometimes when there's just like, it disappeared, full stop, you know, it's a bit like, where the hell did it go? Or like, you're kind of thinking like, you know, it's hard to get like real theories around. But then I started looking into Bermuda Triangle, and there was a guy who started to look at all of these areas in the world. I can't remember his name now, but he also looked at one that was in and around Southeast Asia, off Japan, and it goes down to Southeast Asia. And that's where that plane went missing. So it's almost like an Asian Bermuda Triangle that we are just not aware of as much. But there was loads of like ships, everything, weird stuff that's happened in that area too. So,
dude, you're gonna freak out when we talk about the Marine Kingdom later.
Oh, yeah,
because this concept of having two different parts of the ocean where things get twisted is like gonna come up again. Like,
excited.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm excited.
Okay. Also, this is just the last point here for the ocean being space and space being the ocean, which like, I don't actually believe it, but how fun, right? Have you heard about octopuses coming from outer space?
I haven't, but you know, I refuse. I have this. I refuse to mostly like I can't watch any of those documentaries about octopuses, and it's in a really selfish way because I really, really like eating octopus. And I know people are like, they're so intelligent. And there's that Netflix documentary. It's like, my friend the octopus, I had to block it on my Netflix. I was like, I can't do
it. Well, they're so smart. They should have made themselves taste worse.
Yeah, or
you
they should have been the ones to be crawling out with all eight legs and evolving into something, you know?
Turn into us, you know, if you're so smart. But there was the scientific paper, and it basically claimed that frozen octopus eggs came on a meteor to Earth 540 million years ago. And I will say, there's some weird shit about octopuses out there. So this was a paper published in the journal Progress in Biophysics and Molecular Biology, and it looked into the origins of life here on planet Earth. There were 33 researchers. They explored a bunch of different theories. And this theory was around, I think they're called cephalopods. So like octopus, squid, cuttlefish. They think they could have come not from Earth. They could have alien DNA because they have this like unbelievable complex DNA code where they have 33,000 protein coding genes, more than Homo sapiens. So they have like more advanced DNA than us. And also, it is crazy. They have this huge brain, a sophisticated nervous system. Their eyes are like cameras. They have flexible bodies. They can camouflage instantly. And it's just all of this crazy stuff. Or another theory is that there was an extraterrestrial virus that infected a population of early squid and turned them, like made them rapidly evolve into the octopuses we know today. Because octopuses, like, how do you explain them? They are fascinating creatures.
Oh, they're crazy. Like, I mean, when you see, you know, the David Attenborough stuff about them, or but when you see them do that shape-shifting color change, it's really...
And they, like, look like sand. Yeah. They're just, like, there.
They're just, like, looking like sand. But then they... It's so instant, because it's nothing like looking at a chameleon or anything like that. It's very much like they're planning to do it, which is really weird, because it's not like, you know, if you look at lizards and stuff, they're usually, as you know, they're chameleons, right? They're trying to blend in for like protective purposes, and
they take a while.
They take a while, and it can also be affected by their mood. Like octopuses, it just seems like they're just like, they just do it out of nowhere. They know exactly what's around them. It can be to hunt, I think, a lot of the time. Obviously a lot of it is like prey instinct or whatever, but when you see how quick they do it, and I've even seen like parts like of an octopus going over like reefs, and like half of them will be the color of the rock and half of them will be the color of the sand.
Yes.
Like it's really bizarre. It, like it's giving hologram. Like that's all I'll say.
It's given alien.
It is though. I mean, they're, and even have you seen like their mouth, like all those little teeth in it? It's creepy. And when they eat things, like how they attack them, like they're very vicious in, you know, you think that they're like kind of peaceful creatures, but you know.
Which is funny because they're always used as comic relief in Ariel, you know, or like in any sort of, literally in every cartoon, it's always like blah, blah, blah. And then an octopus like starts mating with your face and you're like, get it off. And it's suctioning. And I'm like, no, but these things could kill you. But they're always used as like a gag.
Totally. Because I guess it's weird. It's funny as well, because like eight legs on land, like a spider, people are like all terrified of. But like eight legs in the sea, somehow that's cool. And we're all like, those funny little squidgy things they have. It is, it's bizarre, but they're very alien-like. And, you know, with the, I'm sure you've got stuff in here about like the Kraken. Like there's always all these stories. Like I know it's huge, and I believe it's Japanese folklore. Like they have had a load of stories about like giant squid, giant octopus.
And they don't have bones, so there would be no way to find fossils of these creatures if they did exist or don't exist. Like they could die and nobody would ever know.
Oh my god, I actually never thought of that. That's
creepy. yeah, because they're so squiggly and wiggly.
Squiggly, like literally they're like slithery little thing. Oh yeah, so I feel completely justified in eating them now.
Yeah. For our own safety, we have to eat the alien creature. How cool. Maybe we've eaten aliens before, you know, in paella.
Yeah. How they're meant to be enjoyed. The Spanish had it right.
Today's episode is brought to you by Olive and June. If you are looking for a way to get a salon quality manicure from the comfort of your own home, you got to check out the Olive and June Mani system. They basically give you one box. You can customize it with your choice of six polishes. The polish quality is great. It doesn't chip, it lasts 7 days or more, and it breaks down to just $2 a manicure. For me personally, every time I've tried to do my nails at home prior, it looks like a kindergartner did it, but Olive and June has this great attachment called a poppy. You put it on the handle of the brush, and it just makes it a lot easier to give yourself, like I said, that salon quality manicure. They also have other items as well as an award-winning cuticle serum and an acetone-free polish remover pot. So if you want to, visit oliveandjune.com/fluently and you can get 20% off of your first Mani system. That is oliveandjune.com/fluently for 20% off of your first Mani and system with Olive and June. Now, this is a really random one that I was excited to learn about because you were saying in a recent episode that, like, once you do enough, you know, looking into conspiracy theories, they're kind of all the same. Mm-hmm. Unless, like, there's some, like, wicked ones out there. But, like, I don't ever want to talk about those mm-hmm. ones. Marine Kingdom is something that I think a floozy over on Patreon was talking about. And it kind of came up with the whole submersible thing. It's a very... It kind of has religious biblical roots. So have you heard of the Marine Kingdom, this like demon kingdom?
Never, never. I'm so excited to learn about this. And just to echo what you said, it is yeah. so rare that you get a new conspiracy theory. And sometimes it can just be an old conspiracy wrapped up in a new one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there are times where you've come across one. This is giving me that as well, where you're like, oh, I had no idea. And it's also like tickling a part of my brain of like being obsessed with the Little Mermaid. So, you know,
yes.
it's hitting all sides.
And it's fun because it's like spiritual, but it is a little bit religious, which I just always like to mention because mm-hmm. there were some episodes I listened to about this where I was like, yeah, yeah. And then they were like, and that's why like God wants you to cross, like Satan wants you to cross dress. And I was like, okay, yeah. never mind.
It's like the flat earthers, like, I don't yeah. like I'm not a flat earther, just put it out there, surprisingly. But it is, I love reading flat earth theories because I find them so hilarious.
So fun.
Like yeah. there's no such thing as trees. Like, please give me more of that. But then they start to get, they've all basically used it as a way to say that evolution isn't real. And then you're like, oh, okay, here we go. It's like, yeah. it's just like God created Earth. But yeah, there's no such thing as trees. Truly one of my favorite statements made on the internet, I think, ever. And that,
I love it. That men, do they say where paper comes from?
Well, God? They basically say that our trees are bushes and that like tabletop
the mountains
are
trees,
are right? the stumps of actual trees. It's just so far fetched.
Okay,
and insane.
If our trees are bushes, then what's my pubes?
For real. And is that a government like, conspiracy? That's a mountain. We're all getting Brazilians now, because now we can't ask that question because I've got no reference point. I got it all lasered off.
The bush is the tree is the mountain's a labia. And I was like, wow. So this is a religious conspiracy theory. And it basically, most people who talk about this, the Marine Kingdom, are either Christians or African people. And we're going to get into like the reason for both of that, because there's a little bit, which by the way, this summer I'm going back to Tanzania for I think a ninth time.
Oh, jealous.
And we work with
really
these nuns in Tanzania. So wow. I'm going to be like, you must know about the Marine Kingdom. Let's talk about
it. Oh, wow. Yes, we need some reporting on the streets.
Yeah, on the street reporting. So this theory basically says that there are demons underwater, that God is, you know, you have on earth, then you have the air, and then you have underwater. And underwater is ruled by these two fallen angels. One is the Queen of India, and she rules the Indian Ocean. And then the other is a queen who rules the Atlantic Ocean. And they're like evil. And that's why a lot of people say that a lot of these sightings of sirens, mermaids, happen off the coast of Africa, because it's right in between the Atlantic and the Indian Ocean. So that's why a lot more of the sightings are there. Now, they were basically saying that, like, whatever, we're just gonna like dive into it. Satan is the prince of the air, God rules over the land, and then these two fallen angels are demons that rule in the water, and they control these like different kind of things that are associated with water. So like sex and finances. And this is where they try to like evilly influence you, these like demon entities in the water. And what was interesting is that they were saying, kind of similar to like how certain things pull me in with like, is the ocean outer space? They were saying that the Marine Kingdom influences finances. And when you think of the words associated with finances, oh, you put your money in a bank. You pull something out that's a draft.
Ooh.
What is money? It's currency.
Ooh.
So it's all of these like terms that are water related. So they're saying the Marine Kingdom has always had an influence on finances and also sex. And there are other things too, like that notion of a wishing well. You throw a penny, finances, into the water, you know, and then you make
flow.
A wish to a spirit. Yes, cash flow. Like, that's a great one.
That's weird, actually, when you think about it. Yeah, and like, I mean, even the Trevi Fountain in Rome, like, it's always like you throw money in. Like, when I was younger, there was this like mall near where I grew up, and like, you would always throw money into it. And does that make sense? I don't know, but it goes back to that wishing well. That's so weird.
And you're making a wish to like this spirit. And there are different cultures who would throw money into the sea for the fish gods. And then they would end up getting like a bountiful amount of fish or something like that. So this idea of kind of wishing, using finances, tying that into the ocean and wishing for something has been there. And they also say too, like the Starbucks logo. Then it got like a little bit niche where they were like, the Marine Kingdom is trying to infect you. And like, that's why the Starbucks logo exists of the siren. And it's this expensive coffee you pay for. And then they were like, and, you know, like the Little Mermaid and then, Moana. Yeah. Like, it's,
I'm sure then
know,
they're like, and Starbucks like, sponsor Pride. And the sea Pride looks like mermaids. Like, whenever I always find that's a good like red flag. Like, something I do when I talk about conspiracy theories too is like, because I feel like, you know, people talk about like media literacy. I also think like conspiracy literacy is important when if you want to enjoy them responsibly, so to speak. Whenever someone starts to talk about like logos, have your warnings about you, because they, for some reason, it's this weird, because like, you can probably do it with any logo. You could be like, look at this and look that, upside down, inverted. If you put it into Photoshop on like this theory, like then it looks like this. And always, you know, sometimes it can be fun. It can be good, clean fun, but sometimes
they're... Oh my God, like that lady with the monster energy drink, where she's like, the devil, three, unleash the beast. Satan is a beast, you know?
And it's don't like, get me wrong, when I was 16, that slapped, okay? Like, that was
so did.
Whoa! But, you
and
know.
Also the main, for me, I'm just like, okay, like the Marine Kingdom, yeah, like we're into mermaids because they're cool, like... I just always want to know, like, what's the end goal? Like, are they trying to get us to, like, fuck underwater? Are they trying to get us to, like, kill people? Like, what is, they're just like, oh, they're influencing you. And I'm like, to do what? Yeah. To do what?
Like, where is the power coming from that? Like, us all dressing up as Ariel.
Yeah, like, how is that, like, denying God or something?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They were basically saying that these underwater creatures are, like, demonic as fuck. And then they also say, too, you know me, I love a good personality quiz. Have you ever taken those quizzes where they're, like, find out what star seed you are, like, what planet you came from?
Hell yeah. I've taken anytime it comes up. Like, again, I think it's, like, me existing on the early internet, because, like, that's really all there was to do back in the early internet was take, like, quiz take upon quiz. And they wonder why, like, our generation are, like, identity obsessed. It's like, you made this, okay? You made this. I do need to know what shade of purple I am. Like, I have to know.
Yes.
But, yeah, I've taken any, like, and it'll come up every now and again. One will be there. And I'm like, trying to fight the urge to not take it. And I'm like, I just have to know. I have to know.
I love it. And the star seed, like, if anyone wants to go down an internet rabbit hole, it would be like, do you have, like, I don't know, frequent reoccurring dreams about this? You could be from the planet Orion. Like, are you from, you know, do you have the urge to paint and sing? You could be from this planet. Well, in terms of the Marine Kingdom, they say that there are three different types of like underwater demons that could be possessing you. So you could be infected by the octopus demon. And this is if you have brain fog, overthinking, if it's hard to wake up, you feel like your mind is being controlled. You could be infected by the siren demon if you're having dreams about sex, if you're obsessed with the male gaze, if you're really vain and you just want men to be obsessed with you, like, literally me, but
I'm like, that's and the then one they're like,
you know, like, that one sounds sexy.
I know, like, and whenever I would take these quizzes, I would always get so fucking annoyed. I would always get the most boring one. My friend's like, I got the siren demon. I'm like, I got flounder. Like, what the hell? And I'm probably like,
I'm a whale.
Yeah, like, answering incorrectly to try and get the sexy one too. And it still comes back the nerdiest one. I'm like, oh, great.
Me too, are the quizzes where it's like, which of the seven deadly sins you are? I sounded like a nymphomaniac because I wanted to get lust. So like every answer I was like, dong, dong, dong.
And still they're like, gluttony.
Yeah, sloth. I was like, damn it. And then the last demon is Leviathan, whatever. And that's like, I don't know, if you're like angry, if you have neck and back pain, if you're suffering with addictions, whatever.
That's the one I'd get. There you go. There you go. That's the one they tell me I am. They're like, the neck pain. That's what it is.
If you have a toothache.
Not the male gaze.
Damn it. Not the male gaze, but like bunions. And if you have like, I don't know.
Bunions
like
and chronic pain.
Yeah. If you have dry scalp and dandruff. I'm like, oh man, that's my demon.
Like prone to thrush. hormonal fluctuations. You're like, yeah, that's the one.
Eczema and UTIs. That's my demon. Oh my god, I'm crying. Okay. Okay, I'm good. Sorry, everybody. Let us know what your demon is, because for me, it's the prone to thrush.
All that salt water.
Oh my god, I'm crying. Okay, in the Marine Kingdom here, they say that like they execute their plans by possessing a man or a woman, and they typically possess the females more than the males, mm-hmm. and they will like possess these women and then have them do like demonic sex on men. This was really funny. Of course, like the religious aspects come in. Marine kingdoms attack marriages deliberately for one reason, to frustrate the agenda of God on earth. So this is a conspiracy theory that is like very, very, very much rooted in the Bible, Christianity. That's also, they have different quotes like from the Bible, I think, where they were like, God created the, you know, the lands and then also the heavens and the ocean. And he said, don't ever replicate or draw what is in the heavens or what is below. And some people are like, oh, is that saying don't have drawings of heaven and hell? Oh. Or is that saying don't draw space and the ocean? Mm. And I think there's some quote like, up is above is the same as below or something.
And also, like, I wonder, you know, even the word draw, like, if you're looking at that, could be a direct translation of like, you know, it could be some form of like exploration or replication instead of like physically draw. So like, is it a sign that it's like as you explore, like I'm even thinking submersible vibes, like that's what I thought about the submersible. I was like, you know, I know there's like there's a lot of rumors that the Titanic is cursed and stuff, but it's just bad juju, you know. It's just like bad going there, going like staring at, you know, the shoes of the bodies, and it's, as you said, it's a gravesite, you know. So I feel like the energy of going there just to gawk is not, mm-hmm. to use a very Irish word, it's not good karma, you know. But then, you know, in this context, is it like an exploration thing of like, the more you explore, the more you're like setting yourself open for, you know, for this possession or even just bad karmic luck, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I'm with you. So this one, I mean, I feel like this is kind of everything about Marine Kingdom. So this is just basically saying that, like, you know, there are demons in the sky, there are demons on the earth. And I do think it's a little bit, they were also saying too, like the purpose of the Marine Kingdom, if you are infected by one of these demons, and typically it's a woman, you'll become fashion crazy. You will dress to attract on purpose, walk to attract on purpose. The Marine spirit often pushes single ladies to date married men without any remorse. Lana Del Rey is like quaking right now. They take delight in breaking the hearts of their victims, and they want to neutralize the willpower of their victims through sex and like blah, 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 blah. So once again, it just comes down to this idea of like, ooh, it's fun to imagine two evil fallen angel queens ruling the Atlantic and Indian Ocean and having this like kingdom. But then it gets into this idea of, oh, and they like the women, of course, are temptresses who are like fucking men and like ruining the agenda of God. And once again, I just find that so, there are so many things where I'm always drawn to the notion of religion. Like, I truly wish that I was religious. There are great aspects about it. I like the faith. I like the community. But once again, it comes down to this idea of, like, where it was rooted in, and this idea of, oh, if a married man is philandering and cheating on his wife, no, don't worry. It is a woman's fault because she was infected by a demon. And it just like feels like everything that happens that's good, God is responsible for that. Mm-hmm. And anything bad, oh, it's just a demon. And if it's not Satan, then we'll come up with a demon in the ocean and then it'll be like a demon's fault. And it's just like, okay, come on now. We have to take some personal responsibility.
Totally. But like a lot of it, excuse me, a lot of the Marine Kingdom stuff does kind of remind me a lot of the various beliefs around mermaids around the world. Like I did an episode all about mermaids and there's a huge history in Ireland of belief in mermaids and sirens, and there's more, I think, a lot of the time I will find, and especially because I am Irish and there's a lot of like history here obviously at the Catholic Church, and basically what the Catholics did once, you know, Catholicism kind of took hold in Ireland was it just reappropriated all of our pagan beliefs and brought them into Catholicism. Like for example, Halloween is obviously comes from Samhain, which is an Irish holiday, an Irish pagan holiday. And they just brought it in to mask basically what we already celebrated. And it's the same with even around the world, like how they brought in like Christmas, like that saying that Jesus was born the 25th of December. It's because it was very close to like different solstices. And these things are like, you know, that's worldwide. And with mermaids, you know, you could almost see this as like some sort of reappropriation of how people spoke about mermaids, because in some stories they were considered to be like sirens and evil, but in other stories they weren't. Sometimes they were like good luck omens for sailors, sometimes they were bad. One really funny thing that I did find about in mermaid lore, so to speak, would be that mermen are actually like kind of like cooks. So there's like stories of like mermen who like the mermaid would basically like mate with them and almost be like a horse. What are those little fish?
The seahorses that get pregnant.
Yeah, and then they kill the man. And mermaids, there's a lot of stories of that where like basically the mermaids are these like beautiful beings who are almost shape-shifty as well, kind of like our octopuses, and they can kind of appear as however their prey wants them to see to be perceived as, like whatever they see as beautiful. But the mermen are like always like really puny little things. And there's some cultures believe that they're just like chained up down below and the mermaids are just like running amok on the men. But it's not even in a way of like, see the stupid women. It's just kind of more stated as fact, you know. It's not as you know, with this, it has like obviously like a motive of saying, you know, like, well, the demons, but it does kind of remind me of a lot of lore around mermaids, which, you know, and even you talking about Tanzania, like there's such a high belief in mermaids in parts of Africa, especially in Kenya and in Tanzania, I believe that they have, and a lot of the, you know, the sightings
like happen down there where they're always like washed up on a beach and it's like, is it a mermaid or is it not?
And there's like, they have a really, really strong belief there of mermaids, to the point where like, even though a lot of that area obviously is very Christian in parts, they still like, even though they're Christian, they're like, oh no, but mermaids, like, bitch, they're real. Like, and there's, if you look up, I remember I did for the episode, like so many news, like reputable news sources in those areas that are still like another mermaid sighting. Like, I think that's so cool. I wish our news was flooded with mermaid sightings and not what it is.
Dude, me too. But then it also goes back and forth, because like in Tanzania there is a problem of albino people being killed for to have, you know, like almost like a lucky rabbit's foot type of thing.
Oh, whoa, really?
Yeah, yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you get the pros with the cons.
It's true.
So different things there. But dude, I'm with you. There's something about the ocean where it just to me makes sense that there would be queens in the ocean, because you have mermaids, you have sirens, even the idea of a water birth or being born, right? You're like swimming in a placenta, you are in water. The pearls inside of the clams. Mm-hmm. Like there are just certain things where the ocean does seem like a little bit more of a feminine presence to me. Mm-hmm. Than, I mean, maybe this is just me being a little bit egomaniacal or whatever, but I'm just like, yeah, I could see that. There's something about the ocean that just gives like the curves of the wave. It just feels more feminine to me.
Yeah, well, even if look at like what astrology, like water signs, it's usually linked to intuition, emotion, like typically female-centric I don't know, how would you even say, like, I mean, because it's not saying that like women are only emotional, it's just that women's like emotions are usually more heightened, their intuition is usually more heightened, and they're usually seen as more like female traits, using quotation
or even
marks.
Like everybody calling their boats like she,
well yeah, she's, you know, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Which is the nerdiest
don't really
thing
do
ever
that with cars.
Yeah. Like, when I was reading stuff for the Bermuda Triangle episode, like I was just like, I almost kept referring to the boat as she, because I'm reading out these articles and I'm like, I cannot do it with like in all sincerity to be like, and then she was lost. But it is interesting.
But you just get those urges or whatever. Mm. And even thinking about, right, Atlantic, Pacific, I don't know. We did a whole episode over on Atlantis too. And we talked about how a lot of people think Atlantis is actually an island that existed in the Atlantic Ocean, like this huge landmass. And there was an opposite island named Lumeria that existed in the Pacific Ocean. And people thought Atlantis was a masculine energy that was all about progress, mm-hmm. innovation, moving forward, aggression. And Lumeria was this island that existed in the Pacific that was more feminine energy. It was about collaboration and sharing and healing and community, and it was mostly women on that island. So I mean, who knows, right? This is all like myth and lore and legend, but I would love to go back in time to Lumeria if it existed. It gives me the vibe of like the Amazon women in Wonder Woman, and I'm like, I would love for there to be a community like that.
I know. Like, it wasn't the island off Greece called Lesbos, and that's where we get like the name for lesbians and everything. I mean,
everyone in Greece was like so fluid apparently back in the day.
Yeah, but then as you said, you also get the bad side of things where, you know, they were diddling the children.
Yes. Yeah. I love how you and I are just like so into this that we're like, you know, and we both immediately go the diddlers.
Yeah,
you know.
It's like, unfortunately, like all conspiracies, it ends in pedophilia.
Yeah. But they were probably being made to be pedophiles by the water demons, so it's not their fault. You know?
Exactly. If only they knew that it was just that some sort of siren that was possessing them. But I mean, it is it is a weird one, because like I was watching something recently on that. And they were kind of talking about it was a historian, and they were like, you have to realize also that like it's so impossible to talk about those things in any way close to our context, because even the idea of adulthood wasn't even conceptualized then. It was just like, are you able
like
to go to
people...
war? It was like when they were like 13. Like it was for a girl when she got her period, which is insane.
Yes.
Which is insane, obviously, to us now. Like it's impossible to like even get your mind around, you know. It just feels so foreign. But it also was so tied down to like province to province. Like Greece wasn't even Greece, it was all these different kingdoms. So like it's very hard to think about from our context. But and it's obviously not like people get confused because they think that like it's people excusing it back then. It's like it's not, it's just it's like how they used to hang drunk water people in the Middle Ages. Like, I mean, they thought that was like, yes, justice is served, you know, but
yeah.
It's
dude,
weird.
I've never even thought about that. Like the whole, okay, you're an adult at age 18. I don't even know when that came about, because you're right, it was probably like, can you swing a sword, mm-hmm. or like, have you got your period?
Yeah, it was like, can you go to war? Can
periods,
you have a child?
That varies. Like some people get their periods anywhere from like 11 to like 24,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally. So it's bizarre, but yeah, good old Greece.
Damn.
Keeping us on our toes even to this day.
For sure. Today's episode of Fluently Forward is brought to you by Next Evo Naturals. You have heard me talk about them. I love taking their CBD products, especially their gummies. I don't care. I'll be like 80 years old and I'll still want to take gummies like a little kid, but I love using their CBD products. Anytime I'm stressed out, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I was living on an air mattress for about 25 days before my furniture came. Take a CBD gummy. It really relaxes you. My sister and I were binging that show The Last of Us on HBO, a great show, very stress-inducing. After you watch an episode, take a CBD gummy. There's just like a million different times throughout the month that I will take them, and they truly, legitimately work for me. They also have great CBD products that can help you fall asleep. I know a lot of people in my life have trouble with sleep, so if you want to experience some of these CBD solutions, head on over to nextevo.com/fluently and you can get 20% off your first order of $40 or more. So that is 20% off $40 or more at nextevo.com/fluently. Okay, we got two more ocean conspiracy theories here to round up with. One is that there are these brine pools inside of the ocean. So have you heard about this?
Yeah.
How there are lakes and rivers inside of the ocean, which is like insane. So basically what it looks like on camera is you're looking at the ocean underwater and maybe there's like a fish hanging out. And then you pan down and there's this like big white circle with almost white fog coming out of it, and it looks like it's rippling. And that is a incredibly salty brine pool inside of the ocean, and it is so densely salty. Sometimes eels will go inside of them and come out like to go hunting. Most of them die when they go in, but sometimes if they come out, like if they're only in for a few seconds, they'll live, but they'll go into shock because this brine pool is so salty. And we have tried to send drones inside of these brine pools to see what's happening, but they will bounce around on the surface and they can't enter inside. It's almost like they're being repelled or there's a barrier, which I'm sure has something to do with the chemical composition of salt. I'm not a scientist, but, you know, let's put the tinfoil hat on. Some people are saying, is this where mermaids live? Is this an entrance to Hollow Earth? Is this the entrance to the marine kingdom being protected by this salty barrier? Have you heard of this?
Yeah, before? I heard about it. And like, didn't they discover it because there was like a marine biologist going down in a submarine, I believe, and like he saw this and was like, what is that? And he tried to, even in his whatever craft he was in, go in, and it was like doink, like being bounced off, which makes it's just very hard.
Did it go doink or did it go bloop?
I was just gonna say, that's the great doink. Yeah. Like, of all terms that these marine biologists come up with, they're like, the great bloop.
But you bloop, I doink.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're like, was it a bloop or a doink? We really need to know for science reasons. But it's something that blows my mind. I'm like, how the hell is there a lake in the sea? It's like when I learned, and I'm sure I said this to you before on the other ocean episode, but I know there's many people who also agree with me. I have a very visceral memory of being in school in geography class. Everything was going fine. And then my geography teacher was like, and there are mountains under the ocean that are larger than Mount Everest that also don't even peak above the ocean. And I was like, I had like a full existential crisis. It freaked me out. Then I learned about the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, the Mariana Trench. Like, it all went downhill from there. The thoughts that there are cliffs. Like, I think the largest waterfall in the world is also under the ocean. No, thank you.
Yeah.
And like, this water, like, and it's actually falling like at a really fast rate. But how do they even know that? Where is the end of it?
You actually took all of the land on Earth, like every single mountaintop, every hill, everything that exists here in Denver, right? We're at the Mile High City, so we're a mile above sea level. If you took all of that and you put it underwater, the entire Earth would still be covered by water for a depth of 2 miles, which is crazy.
I can't stand these facts. Like, they,
you know what's crazy too is like when you're in class and you're learning about like Earth and space and maybe evolution, but I wasn't there for that. And you're learning about
these
things.
You were sick, chicken pox or something for that. Yeah. So did I.
That was when my ADD kicked in, was like just when we started with evolution. And you see a picture of Earth. And it blew my mind when I found out literally just a couple years ago that Earth isn't a perfect circle. Like, just because in all of the damn books it's a perfect circle. And it's not. It's like a blob, you know? It's like misshapen.
To use scientific terms.
Yeah, it's a blob, a blip, and a doink. And I remember too, right? Because you're like, okay, you have the crust. Then you have the water. And then I imagine a perfect circle, which is the molten lava core. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm thinking about it, and how many mountains and cliffs exist in the ocean, I'm sure that perfect circle where I just imagine the molten core is like protected by like, you know, a ring on a piece of paper, that must be misshapen too. Like, I wonder if it's kind of like a blob or shaped like an oval or I don't know, like the shape of Africa where it's kind of like heavy in one section and not the bottom. So there's just so many things where I feel like they dumbed down what we were learning, because otherwise there would have been so many more questions. But now you grow up and like there are certain things that we were taught wrong because I guess they just didn't bother to do it correctly.
And this is how they spawned 1,000 flat earthers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that is the actual reason. Like they gave us that weird cut out diagram of the earth with like a perfect little, it looked like a cake and all these different layers. And I was like, oh my God, yes. How amazing. It's so neat and tidy. And then the flat earthers found out that like the earth isn't actually a sphere. And they're like, you know, so
it must be a cube or something.
Yeah,
like
the bushes, whatever. They're right.
Yeah. Now, the last theory we have here is about ocean creatures, and this was a very fascinating thing that happened. So, you know how some of the sharks are tagged?
Yeah, weird.
So we have like tags, trackers, they're measuring biometrics, things like that. I think there's actually a website where you can see like where all the sharks in the world are, and I think this helps for like shark attacks, but also scientists are using it to see like where are they traveling to, I don't know, mating patterns, where do they go, etc. We'll have to talk too about how like orcas are capsizing ships now, which is a whole other thing in itself.
Yeah,
but
I'm kind of loving the rebellion,
right?
I'm kind of loving it. Like it's like they finally saw that documentary Blackfish and like,
yes,
they're kicking up, you know, they finally got a TV down there and they're like
absolutely
no,
like
no more.
Obscene how SeaWorld still exists too.
I know, I saw a TikTok today about like this orca that's in SeaWorld Miami, I believe, and like she's not even shown to the public anymore, and like it actually just, it really upset me. Like I mean like everyone else who saw it was a Blackfish, like it is, I had no idea, and then I felt really guilty because of course I went to SeaWorld when I was a child and loved it. Like I was like, this is incredible. Yeah. I wanted to work there, as I think everyone did. But it was like this orca and she's like flipping around this tiny tank, her last like tank mate or whatever died in the 80s, and she's just been there on her own doing nothing, flipping around.
You know what I think they should have done? Like, you know how everybody got into Tiger King when we were all quarantining? I think they should have done a Blackfish too. Because I remember they were saying for an orca to be in that pool, that's like you being in a dorm room for your entire life. And when everybody was stuck inside and they're like, I'm going crazy, that's when they should have been like, now imagine you're an orca, bitch, and you have to do this for your entire life.
Literally.
And then maybe then we could have ended SeaWorld.
Or they also said that like the orcas, they all basically speak different languages. So sometimes they would like stick in another orca into the tank, but like these two orcas couldn't speak the same language. So it'd be like going, they were saying that like they have their like own, like they're super social animals, but they have their own different languages. So not every orca can communicate with each other the same way. So it's like they were saying, oh, she's lonely in her dorm. And then they put in someone from like Beijing and you're like, this isn't helping. Like we do not speak the same language. We can't communicate. Or sometimes they can be from like just such different like little packs that they just don't get. I mean, it's really, really complicated. But I mean, the poor things. Oh my God, they were so misunderstood for so long that I'm kind of like on their side with the rebellion, if I'm honest. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Team Orca.
Team Orca. Yeah, for sure.
Today's episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. I have been using ZocDoc for not quite a decade, but honestly, almost maybe at least 8 years. And I have used ZocDoc to find different doctors and healthcare professionals because I move around a bunch. I just moved from New York to Denver, and I don't have any friends in the area who can like recommend a doctor for me, or any like coworker at my 9-to-5 that I can ask for a dermatologist recommendation. So if you are looking for any type of new doctor, and you want somebody that you can book online, you want somebody where you can read different patient reviews of theirs, where you can just check with a couple clicks of some buttons to see if they take your insurance, I cannot recommend ZocDoc enough for helping you find a new doctor for really anything that you might have going on. So the best way to use ZocDoc, it is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition that you are searching for. So I love using ZocDoc. I cannot recommend it more. If you want to go to ZocDoc.com /fluently, and then you can download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/fluently, ZocDoc.com/fluently. Now, I don't know if the orcas get tagged. I don't know what type of shark gets tagged, but like I said, they measure biometrics, and in 2003, there was a tagged shark that was just doing its normal thing. It was like kind of close to the surface, normal body temperature, whatever. And then fast, it went 1,900 feet below sea level. And people were like, wait, this is so bizarre. Like, did the tracker fall out? What happened? But the tracker was still intact. And it was actually measuring 78 degrees. And it traveled at this low 1,900 feet, or it could have even been 19,000. Anyway, it was very, very far below sea level. And it kept traveling for a couple of days. And then I think it went blank. And it led this theory of people saying, was this shark taken and dragged to the bottom of the ocean? Ooh. And it was inside of a huge creature's stomach for a few days before it died, because that was why, even though it was dragged so far down deep into the ocean, but the temperature was still really, really warm. And the 78 degrees, that's too warm. So it's not possible for it to have been eaten by another shark or an orca, because mm-hmm. their stomachs aren't that warm. So they were saying, was this a megalodon, a giant squid? And this tagged shark was like in its, you know, stomach at the bottom of the ocean for a couple of days before it died.
Like, I mean, the idea of a megalodon still existing isn't that crazy, is it? Like, I don't
think it's in the brine pool.
Maybe.
And the Queen of India rides it to go meet up with the Queen of the Atlantic and scissor each other demonically.
Like, I mean, it feels not that crazy, because didn't they also say, like, they think the megalodon would exist at, like, lower parts of the ocean anyway, that, like, we wouldn't even be able to explore because it's so
fucking big. Oh, I watched that. Have you seen The Meg with Jason Statham?
No.
If you want a good bad movie to watch, which to me, like, all bad movies are good movies because they, like, you know, spin around the edge like that, it's a really good one. Like, oh, I think Ruby Rose is in it too.
Really?
Like, her and Kristen Stewart are always like, have like a short haircut, and they're like the hot lesbian underwater, like working the oil rig or something, you know?
Yeah, but the movie is like too afraid to be fully gay coded, so they don't actually say she's a lesbian. She always like ends up falling in love with some guy anyway.
Yeah, she's like a tomboy who like falls in love with the IT nerd, you know? Yeah. You're like, come on now.
But like, that would be, I love that one. I fully believe that one. That's a good harmless one for you that you can just get fully invested in. But I mean, I would wonder what is down there that we don't know that exists yet. And that does genuinely terrify me, because if we know things exist like those, like the, what is it? Great blue, not the great blue whale. What's it called?
No, I think it is called the great blue whale.
Just the blue whale. I'm like the great blue.
Wait, but isn't it great too?
I think it's the great white shark and then just blue whale. They, justice for blue whales, they should have a great, they should have a preface, okay?
Yeah.
Like the master, like they should. But
what was that movie, Whale Rider? I think it was like a New Zealand movie. Do you remember that back in the day?
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, it's like a cool movie. The girl was like one with the whale. Oh, if anybody wants to watch it.
My dream as a child.
But, yeah.
I mean, also justice for orcas, because we all grew up thinking those bitches were whales. Like, they just told us they were whales for some reason. They're not.
I still kind of think they are.
I know. They're whale coded. Like,
no, they are. They really, the same way that Pluto is still a planet and like the pinky is still a finger, just like certain things. Yeah.
And there's 12 star signs. I'm not dealing with that extra one.
Wait, what's the other
Remember
one?
A few years ago there was that thing and it was like, they've found another constellation. There's actually 13 horoscopes or whatever. And then everyone was having a meltdown because it like changed everybody's, I think it's like around now actually. I think it like, it was something to do with like in between being like a Cancer and a Gemini or something around then. It began with an O, I think. Someone
oh my
on
God,
the other end of this podcast
literally gonna
is
have to.
I know, don't though, because it just ruins everything, you know? Like, I'm like, bitch, I'm a Scorpio, okay? I'm not ready for this.
Oh my God, and of course you're a Scorpio, like literally Red Room.
I know.
Wait, what's your big three real quick?
I'm a Scorpio with a Pisces rising. There's my mermaid. Okay. And a Leo moon.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm also a Leo moon.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
And you're a Gemini, okay, are you? I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what's
Scorpio
your...
rising.
Scorpio rising?
Gemini sun.
Oh my God. So yeah. We've got two out of three. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense as to why I get along so well with a Gemini, because that usually never fucking happens.
Yeah. Oh, I hear that often. Yeah, same. Nobody likes Gemini.
Same. No one likes... If they don't like a Gemini, they don't like Scorpio. So, you know, we're in the same boat there. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, the boat. The lady boat.
I said it and, you know, I was like, wow, I'm really coming out with... I mean, so many puns are also water themed. I can't help it. Either can you.
Okay, so there we go. Like, the Marine Kingdom is trying to get you to fuck money in a funny, punny way. And, like, that's their big agenda.
Literally.
So, I mean, that's all the conspiracies I had for now. Of course, there's still so freaking many. There's so many about Antarctica. You, of course, did a great episode on the Bermuda Triangle. Like, MH370 kind of works with the ocean, too. Yeah. It really just is this fascinating thing where we're always learning more about it. And with orcas and the submarine, like, there's just always some sort of a new drama with the ocean. So we'll see what happens. But, like... stick around for like a year from now when I start talking about like Antarctica and iceberg conspiracy theories.
I mean, love them as well. But yeah, the ocean is just like, I mean, it is, I mean, we haven't explored any of it. We've literally explored, I think we know more about space than we do about our own bloody ocean, which really goes into our first.
Okay. But also, like, how can that be true? Because how do we know how much space there is?
I know.
Like, honestly, like, that's the bad thing about being a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, I just, like, don't trust that.
I know. It does seem like a fake fact. Like, I'm like, but you can't...
Well, think about it.
They can't even remember how to go to the moon.
Like, we've explored more of space than we have the ocean. That can't be true. Where does space end?
And I
like,
also,
we know where the ocean ends.
I also feel like it's a kind of, like, it's a lie. It's a bit of a, like, gamed fact. Because I'm like, yeah, but we've... it's just that space is further away. Like, we haven't actually explored more of it. It's just like, to explore any of it, we have to go farther than the ocean goes. Do you know what I mean? It's like, the ocean's like, what, 13,000 meters or something? It's like, the moon is like, I don't know, I can't even remember, 300,000 kilometers away or something. So it's like, even by going for the moon, you've explored more of space than you have your own ocean, because it's like physically impossible to explore that much ocean. But it's a fact I like to throw out there. And it maybe goes back into that conspiracy that, you know, maybe it's all a bit of a flip thing. Maybe space is the ocean is space, and the
why not?
And they're all
and
aliens.
Then that the Marine Kingdom, these two evil queens are like also living in space too, I guess. So like, good for them traveling the world and all of the galaxies. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for coming on and adding a little bit of light to these ocean conspiracy theories.
Thanks for having me.
And if anybody wants to check out Red Room, can you give us a sneak peek? Any like fun conspiracy theories or like historical events that you kind of have in your brain that you want to be covering?
Yeah. So, I mean, I just did an episode on the dead internet theory, which I loved. It was so much fun. And it's, again, it was kind of, it's one of these new conspiracy theories I've kind of, not new, but like, it came up that I started to read into it. And I was like, oh my God, finally something that is giving me a little bit of extra and it didn't go down some sort of weird political rabbit hole. So that was a great one. I'm going to be working
on... And by the way, do you believe... Because we did an episode about that over on Patreon a couple months ago. And I fully believe parts of the dead internet theory. Do you?
Yeah, me too. I especially believe it in the context of like, the internet just feels so different. And I remember...
So different.
In the original post, he said... that he likened the internet now to a hot air balloon, in that it's like physically massive but full of nothing and completely vapid. And I just thought that was like such a good explanation of what the internet feels like. Because when I used to go on the internet when I was younger, I felt like there was loads to do. Now it's like news or social media, full stop. That's
yes.
It. That's all there is to do. It's scroll or read. Like back in the day, as I said, I was doing quizzes 24/7, you know, make them grow.
Or playing games online or adding music to your website. It really felt like this creative tool you could merge, or you would get lost on blog pages for, you know, hours discovering something new.
Totally.
And the internet, you're right. Everything just feels very fake and surface level.
Yeah.
Now.
Like, I mean, I was on MySpace at 15 learning how to code. I don't know how to code now with Instagram. There's no personalizing with anything anymore. But that was a really great one. And then what else do I have coming up? I'm going to be doing some more like cult episodes coming up, which I love. I'd love to have you on for one, actually, because Yeah, that's how our first ever episode was about Nixium. So
Nixium, yeah. There's some cults around here in Colorado that I want to look into too. There's like one town around here that I'm like, ooh, I should do like a vlog out there or something and try to interview people. There's a lot of, I mean, people out here too. Like, I'm wearing my alien t-shirt. Like, people believe in aliens, Bigfoot sightings out here. Everything's very mystical, probably because everyone's doing so much drugs. But we'll see. So I'll keep you updated if I see any new cults that happen. But
thanks so much for having me. It was a blast, as always.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out with us. And I will see you next week for another episode of Fluently Forward. Bye, guys.